Here is a zoomed-out view of this event as it was moving into the Shreveport's area of responsibility. The KSHV radar is in VCP-212 with SAILS 2 for supplemental low-level scans. These settings were in effect for the entirety of the event. At this juncture, the first thing we investigate is if mesovortex genesis and anticipation is possible. The white dashed line is this feeble artist's representation of the updraft-downdraft convergence zone. It clearly indicates that the entire line is either balanced or slightly shear dominant. 0 to 3 kilometer bulk shear is highlighted on the overlay in the upper left panel. As mentioned earlier, the 0 to 3 kilometer bulk shear was around 50 knots and rising. Utilizing the idealized wind shear vector image on the bottom right of the screen, line normal shear is indeed greater than or equal to 30 knots for any surge in a north, northeast, east, or southeast direction. The final ingredient is the presence of surges or bows. Even at this scale, it's easy to identify at least three subline scale bowing and surging segments. Given the aforementioned review of mesoscale parameters, mesovortex genesis and intensification is indeed a concern for this event. Let's dive deeper into one such line segment.